And Chris. She's not
here. And Vincent's not here.
What's that?
Vincent.
What? Vincent's here. Oh, not on the list.
No, I'm saying that. I was joking.
Yeah. Oh. We have
I'm
new,
Victor, not Vincent.
We have a new office manager. I didn't catch that. Her name's Keely, and I'm guessing
Vincent
she used it.
Junior is my nephew.
It was actually
welcome.
It was actually interesting. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do we have anyone here for public comment? No. And any comments on the minutes from last month?
Looked good.
We will accept the minutes as written. Purchase orders are going around, and we'll come back to those. Purchases between 5 and 35K. We have five of those, Rob?
I believe so. You want to speak to him, Brett?
Sure.
And one of them should be Dave's, I think.
One of them we wanted to start with, doesn't matter.
And just one on top? Explain what they are?
Yep, secure data. We're going to go ahead and spending a little money with them to help us get the information of the 9Ks up for our redundancy between our two networks. It's pretty straightforward. We want to get the redundancy between the new networks in case we have an outage in the side of the building, we need to be able to get up on the other side of the building. So, disaster recovery is the way to look at that. Let's see what we got here.
Sorry, which one are we on? The Dell maintenance? Is that what you're talking about? Or what are we talking about?
Let's see.
I would think that was the server.
That's right, UCS. Oh, that's UCS. UCS.
Go back.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That's a lot easier. Yeah. So the Dell maintenance, yeah, okay, we'll start with that. The Dell maintenance is our maintenance agreement for our servers, our ESXi hosts, which house all of our VMs, which we have 102 of those currently, which is all our infrastructure for whether it's Sheriff, New World servers, to our Exchange servers, to it basically runs everything.
Think of it as insurance in case it breaks.
Yeah. Something goes down, we got to call Dell, get them out, they'll ship us out a new hard drive. Hard drive goes bad, there's a hard drive in there. RAM goes bad, CPU. So have you. UCS professional services, that is for our UCSs. Rob actually might be able to speak to the UCSs a little better than I can.
It's just the upgrade for our phones and voicemail. We're a couple years past due on upgrades. We're not out of compliance. It's just been able to push it off, but now we're to the point where we need to do the upgrade, and then there's some hours with them just to help us push through.
Just to explain what UCS is.
The Unified Communication Server. It's Cisco's version.
Cisco
of
phones.
It's the Cisco phones. Cisco voicemail contact center for the ACD groups that are in the treasurer's office, recorder, CCAO, circuit clerk, all those the call groups. And it's just, that'll be done over a weekend, so there's no outage time. It's just something that we need to do for security updates.
Just like your iPhone or your Android needs an update, this needs an update too. Mm-hmm.
Got a, as our ArcGIS.
That's Dave.
Yeah, that's mine. The ArcGIS software, it's a monitoring system for our GIS system. It will help us determine where faults could be, or slowness, or it's a detection system. So the server will know before we know, and hopefully we can get it repaired before anybody else notices. So it does all monitoring, web servers, it does our whole infrastructure on the GIS side.
Beam renewal. We got on there. Veeam is our software for backup and recovery. Say somebody was to go in and delete something off of the server, I could have that back to them within a handful of minutes, and it's one of the more productive tools in our environment, and that's just their renewal for support on that in case something was to go wrong. You know?
It's been used pretty regularly.
All the time. I use it almost every day. I probably get in there at least to check to make sure everything's running right. Dell servers and GIS SQL server.
Yeah, the Dell server is a replacement for two servers. We're going to cut that back down to one. This is just a little bit bigger. So it's end of life on our current servers. So we're going to replace 2 to 1.
Okay. That wraps it up.
Sure.
Question. Yep. Okay. Any other discussion on those? No? I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Dalton and Bruce. So, Vincent?
Victor.
I'm sorry, Victor. That's your brother, it's Vincent.
That's my brother, yeah.
Okay. And it's written wrong here. It's Vincent.
Yeah, that was Vincent. Okay. Victor. And that was actually Vincent doing it, so that's my nephew.
So,
yes.
Erica? Yes or no?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Jack? Aye. Bruce?
Yes.
Dalton? Thank you. Okay.
Threw you all off with that Vincent and Victor.
It did, I missed still.
Okay. Okay, in resolutions, we have two, the Cisco and Microsoft.
You want to speak to them again? They're basically insurance again.
Yeah.
Used every year.
Yeah, the Microsoft renewal, the software, I believe it's software assurance. It's basically to make sure we can, you know, go up versions at any point mm-hmm. in time, and we can keep compliant, and something you have to keep with every year. Otherwise, you know, if you get locked in, say, server 2008 situation, there's no going up and you're stuck, and then security updates get out of compliance and then you don't have any security. So it's something that is very, very much needed to keep the infrastructure alive around here. And what was the other one again?
SmartNet.
SmartNet, yeah. Cisco SmartNet. Again, Robin probably can talk a little more about SmartNet in general.
It's just Cisco coverage maintenance for if we have any issues, we can call maintenance that covers the infrastructure, all of our network infrastructure, phones, voice
switches
everything. Yeah, pretty much everything that's got a Cisco hardware logo on it, they mm-hmm. we can call them up with 24/7 support. So
yeah,
we call in tech cases from a couple times a month with them, just yeah. if something goes down, we need new parts, they send it out within most of that four hour response time.
Yeah, just to send us bill.
On the Cisco, and someone may ask at the county board meeting, but what it says, the two other bids, it says incomplete. What happened with those?
Basically, they read, well, you want to speak to it?
I think that whenever, that should be CDWG, is that who it is?
Insight and Converge One.
Okay. I think what happens is Converge One, they didn't get their bids in for whatever reason.
Well, they actually got the bids in. The bids ended up being, they read the bid wrong, is essentially what happened. And they sent in something that
just
wasn't,
partials.
Yeah, wasn't our needs. They were not complete.
Yeah, they were only for like a couple of pieces of equipment when mm-hmm. we got the Secure was all of them. That was everything that's Cisco.
Yep.
We went through the bid process, and I think that was on a Thursday that they opened them. And two of them were incomplete.
Okay.
Chris sent out all the equipment that needed to be covered.
He actually had an RFQ meeting with him.
Yeah.
And went over everything that needed to be covered.
Okay.
And they, for whatever reason, I don't know, they didn't cover everything.
Okay. Good. Any other discussion? Got a motion to approve?
So, second.
Erica and Jack. So, Victor?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Aye.
Dalton?
Yes.
Okay. That's approved. Thank you. Staff reports.
Rob has a neat tool that he got, and he'd like to show you. I don't think you guys have all met Rob Henke. He's our communications expert.
Do you need to clarify?
Which one of these did we go with?
The cheap one?
Insight, 7,000.
The 71, cheaper one, okay.
Because the other one was only $10 more and is local. Does that play into it at all?
I think that they
were
incomplete, I'm guessing.
No, this was different.
Veeam.
Sorry, I didn't notice that before.
Yeah. Well, Insight's 7,105. Secure Data is 711, and SHI is 7260. So, Insight's most affordable. Although, you're right, secure data, we do use them an awful lot.
Isn't just like a $10 savings?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was something we...
If you guys want to use the different...
I hadn't noticed it before. I wanted to make sure you guys did.
Is that... Are those bids gathered through purchasing?
Yes. Yeah. Everything is.
I don't know if you guys have a preference, but if we can keep our money local and it's $10, if we're not breaking any rules, that might be something to consider.
I think that they always go by the lowest.
The lowest bid.
Even $10, but certainly I don't think that we are required to do that if we can show a compelling reason why we're using a different vendor.
I'm not sure that being local is a compelling reason, though.
Yeah, and it's a different county,
like
too.
I'd like to buy everything right here in Madison County, sure. But I'm not sure that...
I wish they had Linda to talk about that.
Okay.
I can go either way. I just want to make sure it was...
Yeah.
To you have a...
We like both companies. We work with both of them. There's a handful of companies that we use, and Insight's one of them. And then CDWG, that's Computer Discount Warehouse Government. We use them an awful lot, too.
Just want to keep it as is, then.
I don't know that we should change it unless without talking to Linda first. I don't want to undo what the purchasing department did.
Can you approve 7-Eleven, and then we could always go 7-105?
Well, we've already approved it.
I think we ought to just let it go, but maybe let's talk to Linda about it.
And then make a suggestion, you can change it on the floor.
Yeah, I mean.
I think we've done that before.
Well, this won't go to the floor. It's just,
it's only $7,000.
I mean, if I were the other bidder, I'd be like, excuse me, I was a low bidder.
Right.
You know, you're certainly opening up a can of worms. I agree, too. I'd like to see it spent locally, but where's your cutoff next time?
Yeah. Is it $10, $20, $30, $5,
$1,000, $2,000,
And you're okay with either?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, they're both very competent companies.
Let's just leave it.
Yeah.
I say.
Okay. Anyway, back to staff reports.
Okay, Rob spent time walking through the buildings, and what he did was he has a tool that allows him to look at the Wi-Fi coverage, so we don't have to have an engineer come in and do it, which normally that's what you do and you pay a lot of money. Instead, Rob's become an expert quickly.
I learned some. So basically I went around to all the buildings that we have Wi-Fi coverage in for county resources for attorneys, people, anybody that's got a laptop that's a user on the network can attach to any of the networks that are throughout the buildings, any of the county buildings that we have APs in for Wi-Fi, and that's access point. It's what basically this laptop connects to the network to. There's one right out here on the wall. Those went through all the buildings, admin, courthouse, the annex, CJC, sheriff, highway, and Wood River facility. And just as a quick, there's a lot of pages in these reports, but here's the ground floor of this building right now. Red is hot, and that's closer to the access points, so that's the better signal. Yellow and orange, they're the next best colors that you can still, and even green, that's satisfactory. The blues are less coverage. That's the weaker points in the building. Like in the middle bottom, that's the warehouse for the election warehouse. So we really don't need anything there. On the picture, the top left hand corner where it's blue there, that's facilities. We probably down the road need to bump that up because those guys do use, the heating and cooling guy, I know he uses the laptop, several guys over there use laptops. for stuff. So that might be an area that we need to concentrate on adding a presence over there. The just for this building, the first floor was pretty good. Second floor, that blue up in the top, is the recorder's office, the administrative area, and the warehouse for the recorder's office. Everything else is pretty satisfactory. The middle of the building, there's just the atrium area, so that's all why that's open. And the boardroom was on the boardroom in that corner. It's on the third floor map, and it has good coverage there. I just put the ones that had some spots that we needed to maybe concentrate getting some additional signal in the future. And then up on the fourth floor, you can see right in the middle, and I don't know if those are just, or if there's support pillars up there, but those white spots in the middle, there's no coverage there. And then the backside of the state's attorney's office, away from down towards the far end of the building here. Those are just a couple of areas that this building, the other buildings are the signals are stronger or in areas of need, like the courtrooms in the courthouse and the CJC, they're covered adequately. Just those three floors, we probably need to hit some, but I can have all the reports for all the buildings available if anybody would like to see them. And then just as a when I was walking through the first floor, those are all the internet, all the access points in that I was picking up along the way.
Interference.
Well,
that, I mean, you know, there's the bakeries on there, Buckley and Buckley's across the street. The software did its job, because I would think in the newer cars, the GMCs, they've got Wi-Fi in the cars. Picked one of those up from outside. So
you picked up the bus too.
Yeah, the bus across the street. Yeah, MCT on wheels. There were over 70 different networks that we picked up just on the first floor. So that's, and being that corner, the northeast corner of the building, that could be why that corner seemed to be weaker on all the floors, and that could be just from oversaturation from other networks.
Unless we line the building at LED, we're not going to be able to do anything about it. Other than crank ours up more.
I want to know who Quick Flamingo is.
Yeah.
I bet you don't want to know.
So, yeah, like I said, I've got the reports for all the buildings. If anybody would like some more information, I know our network engineer Tom. I've given him access to all the reports just in case he sees something that maybe I wasn't familiar with. But he's when he gets time, he's going to go through them and just see if there's any other glaring weaknesses maybe that we didn't pick up. But like I said, this building, there were a couple of spots, and Wood River, there were a couple of spots, but they were all either low use areas or around support beams that the signal just, like Rob said, steel, it just doesn't go through steel. So but I've spent two and a half weeks putting all these reports together, so they're, anybody would like any more information on that's.
What's the difference between the red areas, download upload speed, versus the blue?
I think it's. I'm not 100% positive what the max is, but I think it's.
I'm sure 20 dBs.
25 to 50. Meg per second, I think was the range on the red, and then the blue is like 1 or 2, 3. It wasn't very high at all.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a tool we got because we've had issues with Wi-Fi, because we have competing networks, like you said, saturation. One of them being this conference room here. It's hard sometimes to get Wi-Fi here. So we fixed that, and then there's other ones in the other buildings. So he didn't want to give you every building because probably
each,
don't need to see that.
Each floor,
I wanted to show you what we're doing.
Each floor was a 70-page report. So there's, I got, yeah, it's, I mean, the software did its job. It's just a lot of information. So that was just a quick synopsis of it all.
Thank you.
Don't really have anything else other than the merge to getting Windows 7s off the network. We're down to about 186 computers, and it's less than that because they have been ordered and they're here, they just haven't been deployed. So the number's dropping weekly as we go. I send Jamie an update every week. If you guys would like to know, I can send you that too. But I would send it to you separately because I don't want to violate Open Meetings Act by sending everybody an email. But if you're interested in that, you can just see them. We have remaining, ordered, and deployed in the process of being imaged.
Are the machines ordered for regional superintendent?
Not yet. We gave him an exception till after December. He needs 14, and we'll have plenty of time to get those done before January 14th. He has to wait till he gets his budget.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay, back to the bill list. The motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Victor?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jack?
Aye.
Bruce?
Aye.
Feldman?
Yes.
And I say yes. It's all those. Any?
I need to introduce Jessica. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. We can. We give a name right. As bad as messing up Victor's name. Sorry.
This is Keely Waffen. She joined us as office manager. Jessica resigned and is moving to Kentucky and getting married with her fiance.
Couldn't stop her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's kind of got her heart set on it, so.
I hope so.
And we have another change. Andrew is going to be leaving. Do you want to speak to that, Andrew? This is your last committee meeting.
Yeah, last committee meeting, last time you get to see this red smiling face. I'm sure everyone's thrilled about it, so, yeah.
Andrew's going over to community development.
Enjoy the natural light.
Yeah, I'll try. Actually, going to an office that has no windows from an office that had one, so.
Never mind.
Enjoy the darkness. Enjoy the heat lamps, yeah.
Okay. So, any old business?
I don't think so.
Okay. Any new business?
I'm wanting to send Josh and Brian to GMAS Giants. It's $561 a piece. GMAS is the Government Management Information System Society. They're going to take a train up. It's a good conference. I went last year with Brian. This year I'm sending Josh as a representative, so I don't have to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Do we have reason to go into executive session?
No. I think we covered everything.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
4-3.
4-3.